Would You Like to Be in God's Kingdom? Written by Sharon Abel, illustrated by Martha Sales. Would you like to be in God's kingdom? God has promised to make earth a beautiful place. Its hot desert lands will no longer lie waste. Through the dry, thirsty soil, streams of water will flow, and gardens of fruit trees and flowers will grow. God has promised Mount Zion will be raised above all. At its peak will the temple be built with large halls, for here will all nations come gladly to stand and be taught of God's wonderful ways and commands. God has promised to heal the blind, deaf, and lame, to cure all diseases, to stop suffering and pain. Faithful ones whom we love, God will raise from the dead, while mortals will be young at 100, God said. Would you like to be in God's kingdom? If you want to, then now you must learn from God's word. First we must listen, then try to do what we've heard. Reading Bible stories will help our faith grow. With God's word in our minds, in the right path we'll go. God has promised the bear will be friends with the cow. We will play with animals that are unfriendly now. The calf and the lion will be led by a child, for God's animals no longer will be fierce or wild. God has promised Jerusalem will have Jesus as king. He will rule with kindness and change many things. He will rebuild the city, raise the walls from their heaps. Children will run laughing to play in the streets. God has promised the righteous will then be at ease, for the wicked will be punished and brought to their knees. Outside in the night, we won't fear anything, for Christ as the King, peace and safety will bring. Would you like to be in God's kingdom? If you want to, then God is the one to obey. He has said you must honor your parents each day. Don't lie, steal, or envy. Don't cheat or complain. Be cheerful. Help others. It won't be in vain. God has promised the hungry and needy will be cared for. He will feed and clothe them so that none will want more. For the earth will be healed of the scars of man's hands, yielding a harvest of plenty in all of the lands. God has promised to raise up Noah, David, and Ruth, and all those in the Bible who believed in the truth. How exciting to meet them and hear their brave tales of great floods and battles, journeys, earthquakes, and jails. Would you like to be in God's kingdom? If you want to, then seek God first of all, for pleasures of this world only cause us to fall. Let's make sure our time is spent on things and the truth. Christ is coming soon. Serve God now in your youth.